Gadol Nikur. How do we realize that he's a Kohen Gadol? He doesn't wear the eight begodim. The Teretz of Einach Nami, you don't have to have chinuch because of the begodim. You don't have to wear special begodim. It's enough avodos mechan chosai. The fact that on Yom Kippur everybody knows that Stam HaKohen is not allowed to do the avoida. The only one that could do the avoida, could bring the Karbonas Hayoim on Yom Kippur is the Kohen Gadol. So when you start to do this avoida, it's nikur. That's for this alone we see that you're the Kohen Gadol. So avodos mechan chosai. It's enough just to do the avoida. That's mechanachiyu. Like Rashi says. Avoidos mechan chosai. Avoidas Yom HaKippur atzmo. The avoid of Yom Kippur itself is mechanich. She'eino k'sheire elu b'kayin godol. The avoid is only kosher with the kayin godol. V'ze oivdo mechan chosai lukuna g'derlo. And the fact this kayin is starting to do these avoidas, that's good for the chinuch, that shows us that he's a kayin godol, that's called his chinuch. The Gemara brings a raya. Milo tanyo, didn't we learn in a braisa, that kol ha'kelim shasu Moshe. All the kelim in the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, how does it get its kedusha? Mishichosen mikachosen. If we pour on it from the Shemen HaMishka on the Kalim, that was Mekadosh these Kalim to use for Klishoris now. Mikan v'yelech after Moshe Rabbeinu, avoidosa mechan chosen. How does the Klishoris, how does the Kalim in the Migdash and the Beis Nidish become Kodush? The fact we use it. It's the first time we take this Kli and we'll mekambo the Dam in it from a Korbin, that's Mekadosh it against the Shem Kedusha. So you see, doing the avoida, doing the work with the Kalim, that's Mekadosh the Kalim. His hochinam here also by the Kohen Gadol. Avoidosa minchan chosei. The fact he does the avoida on Yom Kippur, that alone is nikra that he's a Kohen Gadol, because Tam a Kohen cannot do the avoida today, so the avoida alone is mechanechim. So the Gemara Kiyosi Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came, now we're going to go back to the machlokes we had before. What type of an avnet did a Kohen Hegid wear a whole year? Now Kiyosi Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Omar he said like this. Avnetoy shekoyen hedyit. What's the locha of the avnet, the garto that a koyen hedyit wore a whole year? What type of a garto was it? It's a machoikis Rebbe v'Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. That chadoma one says shoklayin. It was like a made out of klayin. It's the same way the koyen godol's avnet the whole year was made out of klayin. Who are then the koyen hedyit's avnet the whole year was made out of klayin? That's Rebbe Shita. No, we'll soon see who. It doesn't say who so far. Just as one of them says like that. V'chadomer, and one says, no shabutz, that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyit the whole year was made out of just pure linen, the same way the Kohen Gadol's avnet that he wore on Yom Kippur was made out of. So the Gemara Tistayim, I bring you a raya, the Rebbe who the Yom Shoklayim, that it's Rebbe Shita, the Rebbe is the one that says that a Kohen Hedyit's avnet the whole year is made out of klayim. The Tanya will learn like this, as the Braisa says like this, that ein ben Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedyit, Ela Avnet. The only difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit is the Avnet. There's a difference in the Avnet, the garment that they wear. And we'll soon see. Vivre Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, I know. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon says, Afloi Avnet. No, even the Avnet is the same. There's no difference. Even the Avnet is the same type of an Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wears and the Kohen Hedyit wears. Now the Gemara says like this. Amos, when are we talking about? When is this Bryce talking about? That it's a question, what's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit? For Godim, it's a question if the Avnet is the same or not. For the Gemara, Enein, if you want to tell me, Peshar Yemois Hashana, we're talking about the rest of the year. For the Gemara, Tuva Ikam, there's a lot of differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyit the rest of the year. That Kohen Gadol, Mishamish Bishmeina, a Kohen Gadol has to wear eight for Godim. He has to wear the tzitz, he wears the choshen, he wears the ephod, he wears the mil. He has four separate begodim that a Kohen Hedyit does not wear. So what do you mean there's only a question if the avnet is different? There are a lot of begodim that are different. The Hedyit, the Arbo, and a Kohen Hedyit only wears four begodim throughout the year. He only wears his michnasayim, the underpants, oksainis, the robe, then he wears the avnet, the gartel, then he wears the mikvoyis, he has his hat. El alas, the chur, you have to say this, Bryce is talking about Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippur, that when the Kohen Gadol does the avoid lefnayim lefnim, he only has to wear dalad begodim. So now the question, those dalad begodim the Kohen Gadol wears, lechur is the same begodim that a Kohen Hedyit wears the whole year. So it's a machlekes though, what type of an avnet does the Kohen Hedyit wear the whole year? Because that's for sure we know, that the avnet, the gartel the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, was made out of boots. Now the question is, what about the avnet that the Kohen Hedyit wore the whole year? So now, since you see that Rebbe says that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different than the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so it's a raya, what type of an avnet did the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year? It was made out of kelayim. That's why, since the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was made out of boots, so the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different. That's the raya that Rebbe is the one that says the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of boots, was made out of kelayim, different than what the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur. So Morris says, no, maybe there's no raya from here. Moses Amri Loi, maybe from here you can't bring any raya. Liyolam, I'll tell you, Bishar Yemois Hashona. Maybe this price is also talking about the rest of the year. The question was, the rest of the year, there's a lot of differences between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol wears 8 begodim, and the Kohen Hedyot only wears 4 begodim. What the Braisa means to say is, Uvahanech Teshavim, on these 4 begodim, that they both wear the same thing, the Michnasayim, the Ksoinis, the Avnet, and the Migbois are all the same thing. So the Machloikis on the Avnet, that the Kohen Gadol wore the whole year, or the avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year, is it the same or not? So according to this pshat, since Rebbe says they're different, now that we know, that the Kohen Gadol's avnet that he wore the whole year was made out of kelayim. So according to this pshat, if Rebbe says that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was different, you're going to have to say, what type of an avnet does the Kohen Hedyot wear the whole year? He wears made out of boots, so they're out of linen alone. So therefore, from here we have Naraya, exactly which one was the one that said shall butz, and which one was the one that said shall aklayim. So the Mara Kiyosi Ravim, when Ravim came, Omri said like this: this is for sure that Avnei Toshe Kohen Gadol v'Yom Kippurim Tivrei Hakol shall butz. That everybody holds that the Avnei the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of butz. That the Torah says clearly that the Gartel the Kohen Gadol wore, even though he only wore 4 begodim when he went into the fly of Lefnim, the Avnet was made out of boots. Now, Bishar Yemois Hashona, the rest of the year, when the Kohen Gadol used to wear his Gartel, the Ivrei Hakol everybody holds, Shol Kalayim. That the Torah also says, that the Gartel of the Kohen Gadol the rest of the year was made out of Kalayim. It had wool and linen inside it. Now, where's the Machloikis here now? Lenechleku, the whole Machloikis is only, Ela Biavneto Shokrein Hedyot. The Machloikis is, what type of an Avnet, what type of a Gartel did the Kohen Hedyot wear the whole year? Bein b'shar yemois hashana, bein b'yom kippurim. Whether he did something on Yom Kippur, or whether he did something the whole year, there's no difference for Kohen Hedyot. He wears the same begodim the whole year on Yom Kippur. This is the machlokes. What type of an avnet, what type of a gartel, did the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year? Shall Rebbe Yoimer Rebbe says shoklayim, that the Kohen Hedyot's avnet was also made out of klayim, just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet the whole year was made out of klayim. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Oimer shel butz, he holds no, that the avnet, the gartel of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year was made out of linen. The same way the Kohen Gadol's avnet on Yom Kippur was made out of butz, who had been the avnet of a regular Kohen Hedyot throughout the whole year was also made out of butz. So that's this machlokes. Fighter, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Af Hanan Mametanina, I'll bring you Raya, we also learn like this, that Rebbe is the one that says Shoklayim. That Rebbe holds what type of an avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wear throughout the whole year. It was made out of Kalayim. Now what's the Raya? Because we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Al Besorai. Part of the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, in Sab, by the Parsha of Truma Sadeshin, it says when the Kohen should put on the Begodim, it says Al Besorai. For the Gemara, Ma Talmud Loi Me Yilbush. How come the Pasuk has to say an extra word of Yilbush? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Al Besorai, Gavei Trumas Hadesh and Ksiv, by the mitzvah of Trumas Hadesh and every single morning, a Kohen. It didn't have to be a Kohen Gadol, it could even be a regular Kohen. A Kohen Gadol could also do it. But a Kohen has to go in and take off a shovelful of ashes off the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. Now the Pasuk says, V'lovash HaKohen Midevad. The Kohen has to wear his Ksoinis, his robe, or Michnesebad. He also has to wear his underpants. Yilbash al Besori says an extra word Yilbash. Fred Zakrashi, the Hevel el Michtav o Michnes Sebad al Besori. The Pasuk just should have said it, and his underpants should be on his flesh. So Aksibaresha the crew of Volovash. The Pasuk starts off saying, Zakrashi says, the Resha of the Pasuk starts off saying, Volovash Hakoyin Midoy Bad. Omichne Sebad. So Yilbash, what does the Pasuk have to say again, Yilbash? An extra word, Yilbash. So Gemara says like this, again, Gemara says, Tanina, Al-Bisarra, the Pasuk says, Matam Eloim Yilbash, what does the Pasuk have to say about a Trumas Adeshin? When the Kohen takes off the Trumas Adeshin every morning, he has to wear at least these two begodim, is Lohovi Mitznefes V'yavneit Loharomas Adeshin. Divir Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says that even though the Torah only says the Kohen has to wear these two begodim, Yilbash means to include he has to wear the other two begodim also. The kitzah, when the Kohen, a Kohen Hegyet or a Kohen Godel, when they do the avoida of a Trumas Adeshin, they have to wear their begodim. All their begodim they have to wear. Even though the Torah only says these two begodim, the Michnesayim and the Ksainis, still you have to wear all the begodim. Why does the Torah only say them these two begodim? So the Mefarshim Seif Shotim, that the Chiddush here of the Trumas Adeshin is even though you may get yourself a little bit dirty, still you have to wear your begodim. Since you're going to do the avoida to Hashem, whenever you do an avoida to Hashem, you have to dress nicely. So the Chiddush is the Michnesayim, you would think since it's the underwear that will get more dirty, maybe that you don't have to wear the exact size, you'll pick it up. So Kamashman, no, even that also has to be the exact size, wear it the right way. And nor did the Ksain is the same Svara. So I call upon Rabbi Yehuda Darshans to say that B'shas Taroma Sadeshen, you have to wear your dollar begodim. Rabbi Doisu says like this, Lohovi big day koyin godo biyamakipurim. You know why this pasuk here says an extra word yilbash? To teach us that the four begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when he goes b'flayer lefnim, shehen ksherim l'Kohen Hegyet, that the rest of the year, a regular Kohen Hegyet is allowed to wear those begodim. Even though it was used on Yom Kippur, still throughout the whole year, since these dollar begodim are the same begodim that a Kohen Hegyet wears, a Kohen Hegyet is allowed to wear it the whole year. That's what Rav Doisi says. Now Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. I have two kashas on you, two questions on what you just said. Chodo Rebbe says, one question I have on you, Rav Doisi, is that the Avnei Toisho Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim. The Avnei, this garto that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, when he goes Lefnai Lefnim, which is made out of boots, made out of pure linen. So Rebbe says clearly, Loi Zehu Avnei Toisho Kohen Hegyet. This is not the same Avnei that the Kohen Hegyet wears the whole year. As you see clearly, Rebbe holds that the Avnei the Kohen Hegyet wears the whole year has to be made out of Kalayim. So therefore, Rebbe argues on Rav Doisi. How can you say the Pasuk is telling us that these dalad the God and the Kohen God wears, a Kohen Hegyet could use the rest of the year, it's not the same clothing. The Avnei that the Kohen God wore on Yom Kippur was made out of boots. So you see, Rebbe holds that the Avnei that the Kohen Hegyet wears throughout the whole year is made out of Kalayim. That's why Rebbe argues on Rav Doisi, that you can't say the Pasuk is telling us these four begodim, the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when it goes to the Fire of Nim, or Kohen Hegyet wears throughout the whole year, they're not the same clothing. That's one question. V'yoid, another question Rabbi has is, that begodim shenishtamshu behem kedusha, chamura, that the Kohen Gadol wore these dalad begodim in Lefnai Lefnim when he did the avoid on Yom Kippur with such a chomer, strong kedusha on it, is tishamish behem kedusha kala? Is it a svara that a Kohen Hegyet could wear these begodim throughout the whole year? It's not messed up like that. You can't have such a chomer dikel kedusha be used for a kal dikel kedusha. These are Rebbe's two tainus. But I call upon him, you see, Rebbe says clearly that the avnei the Kohen Hegyet wore throughout the whole year was made out of klayim. So the Gemara elamatam alam yilbash. So according to Rebbe, what do you do with the word yilbash? It's an extra word here by the Haromas Hadeshin. And for the Gemara l'rabes es hashokim. To tell us that what type of clothing could you wear b'shasta trumas hadeshin, even ruined clothing. Shchokim means like worn out clothing. They're not ripped, they're not dirty, they don't be puzzled. They're just worn out. Worn out begodim are also kosher to be used for avoida. Now Rashi brings down two pshatim here. Rashi says es hashchokim. Rashi says sha'af hashchokim sherim avoida. Stam, even worn out clothing of the kohen or the kohen gadol is kosher. They could use it. So Rashi vani shumati. Rashi, I heard another pshat though. Lohavi shchokim means davke mishum begodim shabishum behem kedera l'rabba l'yimzvul behem kois l'rabbi. But the pshat of the Gemara is no. Pshas taromas adeshen, when you're going to take the ashes out of the mizbeach, a shovelful, you bedavka have to wear worn out clothing. Because it's not nice to wear your new clothing, like the Svara always is, that the same clothing you cook for your Rebbe, you don't serve him. That's what Rashi heard. Rashi says, v'yein yiru, he doesn't like this pshat. The bishleim, the gabi hoitsoyas adeshen, that's the Gemara later, says the Svara. you're not supposed to wear the good clothing. That's only out the inyan of Hoytzoyas Adeshin. That's not a mitzvah every single day. That happens once in a while. When the Mizbech gets so full of ashes, then once in a while they'll clean off all the ashes on the Mizbech, and they take it outside Yerushalayim. So that you get very dirty. So for that, there's an inyan not to wear nice begodim, because it's not nice to wear, to get dirty, you good begodim. Ma'ashenkin here, what's only a true Mesadeshin, Rashi says, it's elamole machto l'yoyim. Every morning you only have to take off just one shovelful, that you don't get that dirty. So for sure there's an inyan to wear your nice begodim for the true Mesadeshin. So what's the chiddush in the Gemara? Es hashchokim. And echnam, it's lav dafke chiddush only by true Mesadeshin. It's a chiddush pechlal by big dekuna. That any beggar that a kohen wears, even though it's a used big beggar, it's a little worn out, still is kosher. That's the chiddush of Yilvash. That even es hashchokim, even worn out clothing is also kosher. Even the kohen gadol or the kohen hedyus begodim, even if they're worn out, still is kosher for the begodim. Now the Gemara says, V'ozda Rabbi Dois Latimli. Rabbi Dois goes according to Yeshita. The Tanya we learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'henichem shom. He's these dalet begodim that the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur. When he gets finished with them, the Pasuk says, V'henichem shom. He has to put it down and leave it there. Now, Tanakama darshan's melameh shetunim gniza, kiniza. The Tanakama says, we darshan mir means that's also by no. These begodim, after you used it once, you have to bury them, you can't use them a second time. So for sure, a kohen head, you cannot use it throughout the whole year. Rabbi Doisi Yoimi, Rabbi Doisi says no. Shlo yishtamesh behen yoim ha-kippur acher. The Pasuk v'nichem shom just means that when the kohen gadol gets finished using these dalet begodim this year, he's not allowed to use it again next year. That's all. But throughout the whole year, a kohen hedyot is allowed to wear use these begodim that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur. Tomorrow now kasha, Tana Rabbonin, Ira boy psul. What happens if the kohen gadol became his posel? This is lav dafka on Yom Kippur. Could be throughout the whole year. If it ever happened that the kohen gadol became posel, became tamei, something happened to him. Olmino akatatov. And so while he was tamei, he couldn't do the avodah. We appointed another kohen gadol, and then the first kohen gadol becomes tor. He becomes the psul, goes away. So the lavocher is rishon chayz lavadosay. The first kohen gadol for sure comes back into power. He's the kohen gadol. Sheni, what do we do with the second kohen gadol that was appointed for that while? Is called mitzvahs kuna gadol olov. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That is as if to say there are two kohanim gadolim now. The second one still has all the kedushas kohen gadol. He also has to wear the eight begodim. It's as if like we have two kohanim gadolim now. Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi says no. Rishon taki chizla v'dosei. The first kohen gadol, when it becomes tor, his psul goes away. He becomes back into power. He's again the kohen gadol. Sheni, the second kohen gadol though, ain't a roi. He's not roi now. Learn the kohen gadol. He can't do the avodah now with eight begodim on materials of kohen gadol. We'll soon see why not. For learn the kohen hedyot. Who had been his posel is not allowed to wear dalet begodim to do the avodah as a kohen hedyot. Now, Amar Reb Yosi, we'll soon see the reason why. Amar Reb Yosi, Maisa b'Yosi ben Ilam, Mitzi Pari, it should be, Shira boi psul v'kohen gadol, that once happened that there was a psul happened to the kohen gadol, or Minu Tachtav, and they appointed somebody else instead of the first one, or they appointed him instead of the first one. The Amru Chachom Nechom said, Rishon Chayz L'Avodosay, the first one, when his psul goes away, he comes back to be the kohen gadol. Sheni, the second one, in a row, learn the kohen gadol. He can't do the avodah now, but there is a kohen gadol. He's not allowed to wear eight begodim and do the avodah throughout the whole year. That's the halacha. The kohen gadol throughout the whole year, whenever he does an avodah, he's only kosher if he wears all eight begodim. So the second kohen gadol cannot do the avodah. For learn the kohen hedyot, who then is not allowed to do the avodah even but there is a kohen hedyot. He can't even put on just the four begodim. Now the Gemara explains kohen gadol mishumeva. You know why the second one can't do the avodah but teres a kohen gadol? He's not allowed to wear his eight begodim. Mashmi, even though miyikra din midirayis, he does have kedushas kohen gadol on him. But why don't we let him do the avodah? Mishum eva is a svar of the rabbanim. We don't want the first one to hate the second one. Like there'll be friction if we'll have two kohanim gadolim. Therefore, we say the second one, you're not allowed to do the avodah. So the Gemara says, if so, kohen hedyot, why can't he do the avodah but teres a kohen hedyot? So the Gemara svarim mishum malim b'kodesh v'loim aridin. Because the klal is, once we pick you up, we can't put you down. And once you got a kedushas kohen gadol on yourself, even though later when it goes away the kedushas kohen gadol, you can't do the avodah b'teres a kohen hedyot. Now, Tosfos asked a question here that's mashma from the Gemara. The reason why you can't do the Avodah, the Torah is a Kohen Head yet, is because there's no Sora Mishum Malin Bakodesh Vloy Maridin. Is once he had this Mila of being a Kohen Godol, he can't now do the Avodah, the Torah is a Kohen Head yet. Now, Tosfos asked a kasha from the Gemara, it's mashma that Midiraisa, he's still a Kohen Godol. It's only Mishum Eva we don't let him do the Avodah of a Kohen Godol. But without that Sora, he's a Kohen Godol still, he would have to wear right to Godim. So if he's really a Kohen Gadol, Pshiti can't do the Avodah, but there is a Kohen Hedyet, by only wearing Dalar Begodim. Because that's the Lacha, the Kohen Gadol only wears four Begodim, he's called a Mechusa Begodim, and he's possible to do the Avodah. So what do we have to have a reasoning here to say the reason why he can't do the Avodah, but there is a Kohen Hedyet, like wear Dalar Begodim? It's because Malam HaKadosh Vilei Maridin, the Chur Pshiti can't do the Avodah, because the Iker Adin is really a Kohen Gadol here. This is Tosfos' question. Now Tosfos answers the Chiddush here to say, that there's a locha the same way we appoint the Kohen Gadol by mouth, bepeh, the same way we could be mistalakim bepeh. As once we tell him, you're no more Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha goes off him. So the second one is like this. Once we appointed him, he has to shame Kedusha's Kohen Gadol on him. Now, and Kozman, we don't take it away from him, his taka is still really a Kohen Gadol. So even before we mistalakim bepeh, even though while he's still a Kohen Gadol, we don't let him do the Avodah. Mishum Eva, we don't let two Kohanim be the Kohen Gadol at the same time. But I call upon him when we are Mesalakim, when we tell him goodbye like, we take away his Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So that's the Gemara Bada boy. Let's take away his Kedushas of a Kohen Gadol, and now he'll be allowed to do the Avodah, but Bateras HaKohen Hedyet. And that the Gemara says as far as no. Even Bateras HaKohen Hedyet still is possible. Because once this person had the mile of being Kedushas Kohen Gadol, even if we could take it away from him, still, Malin, but Kodesh Blay Maridin, he can't do the Avodah B'Torah Sakrein Hedyet. That's the way it Tosfos learns. The Dvor learns, no. The Dvor learns that Avada, once you became a Kohen Gadol, we can never take it away from you. And really, the person has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol here. Why does the Gemara say this, Svara? He learns that's good for what the Gemara means to say. The Gemara means to say this, that Malin, but Kodesh Blay Maridin means that since he has the Kedushas of a Kohen Gadol, therefore we can't take it away from him. And then Echtami, he can't do the Avodah B'Torah on the Kohen Hedyet, to only wear the four begodim, because that's the lach of a Kohen Gadol, only wears four begodim, he's called the Mechusa begodim, and he's possible. But Kofor, that's Rabbi Yossi Svara, that the second Kohen Gadol can't do the Avodah Mishum Eva. Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanin, Halacha Krab Yossi, Halacha we also pass